Chapter 8, Soups and Stews. Soup is comfort food, as we all know. I don't remember a special soup from either grandmother, but my mother would sometimes throw together a soup from leftovers in the refrigerator. Typically, a chicken was put in a large pot with 2 quarts of water, an onion cut in large pieces, a little salt, covered and put on a medium heat on a rear stove burner to cook on down for 3 or 4 hours. Mom would fish out all the bones and skin, chop the remaining meat into small pieces and put them back in the pot. Then she would add the leftovers, like spinach, hamburger, potatoes in any form except mashed, another onion, a bay leaf, and 2-3 hearty shakes of black pepper. Sometimes asparagus was in the soup, or broccoli or cauliflower, tomatoes, sometimes baked beans. Every pot of soup was different. We usually just had crackers with the soup, but occasionally Mom would make biscuits to go with the soup. I have found several special soup recipes in the newspaper. I really like this one, and for those who enjoy meatless eating, this is perfect. Escarole, or spinach, and cannellini bean soup ingredients. 1/4 c olive oil. 2 large carrots peeled and diced, or sliced thin. 1 medium onion, diced. 2 cloves of garlic minced, or pre-minced garlic, about 1 teaspoon. 4 c cannellini beans, I used canned ones, 2 cans. 1 bay leaf. 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes. 1/2 c grated Parmesan cheese, not granulated. 5 to 6 c vegetable or chicken stock. 6 c of fresh escarole or spinach. Salt and pepper to taste. Directions: heat olive oil in large pan over medium heat. Sauté onions, garlic and carrots together until onions become translucent, about 3 minutes. Add the stock, beans, bay leaf, red pepper, and cheese. Bring to a simmer and stir in the escarole or spinach. Cook covered until soup thickens to resemble gravy and the flavors blend, about 15 minutes. Garnish with more grated cheese, drizzle a little olive oil over each serving, and recommended to serve with warm toasted Italian bread which has been rubbed with olive oil. I skip the bread in the interest of not gaining weight and am perfectly happy having a cracker or two with the soup. This is a great winter soup, but best of all, it can be put together quickly, and leftovers keep for about a week in the refrigerator. Another variation. Pesto cannellini bean soup ingredients. 1 tablespoon chopped or minced garlic. Pinch, red pepper flakes. 1/4 c olive oil. 2 cans of cannelloni beans. 1 c water. 3 tablespoons pesto. 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. 3 c bouillon, vegetable or chicken. 1 c chopped celery. 1/2 c chopped olives. 1/2 c roasted green or red bell peppers. Directions: sauté garlic and pinch of red pepper flakes in olive oil in large pot. Add cannellini beans and 1 c water. Simmer 8 minutes. Stir in pesto and grated Parmesan cheese. Add bouillon celery and cook 15 minutes. Add olives and roasted peppers. Cook over medium heat 20 to 25 minutes. Again, thick slices of sourdough bread to mop up the almost empty soup bowls is recommended for those who are not concerned about gaining weight. I'm not sure what category is correct for Hoppin' John. It's more like a stew, but it's seasonal and no New Year's Day would be complete without Hoppin' John. Many regional recipes feature things to consume for good luck in the coming year. Up in Minnesota, it's necessary to have fish on New Year's Day. Hoppin' John is the southern version, containing black-eyed peas. Our family has eaten this traditional dish every New Year's Day for more than 25 years. Hoppin' John ingredients. 3 c black-eyed peas, soak overnight in water. 1 quart chicken stock. 3 pounds of ham hocks or smoked pork necks. 1 onion chopped. 1 bay leaf. 1 jalapeno pepper takeout seeds, and mince. Dash of cayenne pepper. 1 c rice. 2 bunches of curly kale chopped up. salt and pepper to taste. Chopped green onions for garnish. Directions: after black-eyed peas have soaked, drain water, place peas in a large pot and cover with chicken stock. Add the ham hocks, onion, bay leaf, jalapeno, salt, and pepper to taste and cayenne pepper. Add chopped kale. Bring to a boil and cover and simmer for minimum of 3 hours. Remove ham hocks, remove bones, chop the meat fine, and put back in the pot. Add the rice, stir into the mixture, cover, and cook over low heat until rice is thoroughly cooked, usually about 20 minutes. Add water if necessary, to assist rice in cooking. Mixture should be wet but not runny or too dry. Good rule of thumb: a wooden spoon plowed through the middle of the mixture should have the sides slowly return to the middle. Each serving should be sprinkled with chopped green onions. This is one of those soups I never thought I would like. I am not overly fond of celery, so I had to be sold on this soup that would taste light years away from the canned version. It does. Cream of celery soup ingredients: 2c chopped celery, divided. 2c chopped carrots, divided. 4 tablespoons butter. C onions, diced. 3 tablespoons flour. 6c vegetable broth, divided. Salt and pepper to taste. 1c heavy cream. Directions: in a small pan add 1c celery, 1c carrots, 1c broth and bring to a boil, cook until tender, about 4 minutes. Drain and reserve vegetables. In a large pot, over medium heat, melt the butter, add onions and sauté until clear. Whisking, add flour, cook 2 minutes making sure flour does not brown. Add 5c broth and continue to whisk until mixture boils. Make sure to stir reaching the bottom of the pan. Add uncooked 1c celery and 1c uncooked carrots. Bring mixture to a boil, reduce heat and simmer about 30 minutes. When cooked, strain soup through a fine sieve into a clean pot reserving vegetable. In a blender puree vegetable with 1.5c liquid. Stir puree into pot with liquid, stir in the cream, reserved vegetables, heat and serve. It's a lot of work, but one taste will tell you that it is worth it. When we lived in La Puente, California, we had a family of Japanese Americans living a couple of doors away from us. Aki, her husband Joe, and their 6 kids lived in a large house probably built in the 20s/30s. Aki was a perfectionist and she introduced Japanese soup to me. There are probably a lot of variations on this soup, but this is the version she gave me, and my relatives all like this. I even got high compliments on it when I served it to some of my Japanese Buddhist friends. Japanese soup ingredients: 2-3 thin pork steaks, garlic salt, Japanese soy sauce, Kikkoman not Chongqing, ramen or udon noodles, green onions, 1 bunch or 5-6 if loose, hard-boiled eggs. Directions: cut the pork steaks into bite-sized pieces, roughly 1/2 inch. Place in a large pot over high heat. Fry the pork steak, adding garlic salt while the meat is frying. I never measured how much garlic salt, but I estimate it was about 2 teaspoons. Stir vigorously, scraping the meat off the bottom of the pot. Add water, about 3-4c. Turn the heat down to medium. Now this part is all about personal preference. Shake soy sauce into the mixture until it is the right color. Aki always said the mixture can be too weak but rarely too strong. The noodles I used were from Roy, the fish man, who came to Aki's house in a truck outfitted with fresh fish on ice, and soft noodles which one could buy by the pound. I have used dried ramen noodles or udon noodles, the thick ones, and they work fine. After the soup has cooked for about 30 minutes, add the noodles and stir to integrate them into the soup. Cook until cooked thoroughly. Meanwhile, hard boil eggs. Figure 1/2 egg per soup serving. We were a family of 5 and seconds on soup meant boiling 5-6 eggs. Take the soup off the stove and let it rest while the eggs are peeled and cut in half lengthwise. Chop the green onions, green and white parts both. Put broth, pork bits and noodles in individual bowls, top with chopped onion and a half egg. We always ate the noodles and meat with chopsticks and used spoons for the remainder. Also, soy sauce can be put on the table for those who want a stronger taste. Our Buddhist community decided to have a potluck in a local park, and as pork soup was mentioned in Sensei's book, we all decided to bring our versions of pork soup for the potluck. There were 25 of us contributing our soup, and I received high praise from the Japanese members. I was the only non-Asian to bring pork soup. Footnote on Roy the Fish Man, I don't know where else to put this as it isn't about soup. Roy had Japanese candies in little boxes. They were orange-flavored like gummy bears but round and covered in an edible rice paper wrapper. There were probably 10 candies in each box, but the amazing thing was a little toy of some sort was included in each box. And the box announced, amusing toy inside. Of course, I had to buy each of my children a box of candy every week. Sometimes the amusing toy was a tiny whistle, or tin car or a book with two pages. Until the box was opened, there was no way to know what the amusing toy was. Recently I went to the ranch market on Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas. Where else would you go for 30 kinds of mushrooms? I happened to notice the candy section and there was the same box of candy still with the amusing toy inside. I had to buy one for my son who I know had not even seen one for 50 years. The candy was the same, but the amusing toy was a decal of a sci-fi monster ready to be moistened and place on an arm or leg. I kind of missed the tin car, but it was obvious the makers of the candy are keeping up with what kids like today. This recipe was created recently when I had oral surgery and couldn't chew anything. Turns out it is pretty darn good, and I like it even though I can chew now. Fresh tomato soup ingredients. 4 to 5 Roma tomatoes cut up into quarters. 2 vegetable bouillon cubes in 2 c of boiling water. Chopped onions, as much as you like. Salt and pepper to taste. Juice of 1 lemon. Leftover cooked vegetables, such as broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, summer squash, zucchini, peas, carrots, etc. Directions: cool the bouillon for about 5 minutes, put the tomatoes and 1 c of bouillon into a blender and puree until tomatoes are completely ground up. Put whole mixture back on the stove and add the other ingredients. I add fresh basil to the cooking mixture and a can of mushrooms. Add the onions and cooked vegetables, lemon juice, and let it simmer on the stove if you like. The first time I made this soup, I forgot about it and it simmered for an hour. It tasted great. This soup keeps well in the refrigerator for a week or so.